Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. Based on today's Daf, Maseches Erev and Daf Ayin Aleph, the Ritva makes an interesting conclusion. The Gemara is talking about whether or not one can be mevatel reshus on Shabbos, and the Gemara says it depends on Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says one may not be mevatel reshus on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says one may be mevatel reshus. And the Gemara explains the machlokes that according to Beis Shammai, being mevatel reshus means you're being makne over your property to someone else, and it's usher to make kinyanim on Shabbos, while Beis Hillel says that a bit of reshus is simply a silik. It's relinquishing ownership, but it's not transferring ownership. And relinquishing, being mesalik reshus, is allowed on Shabbos, and that's why Beis Hillel says bit of reshus does work. So in light of this, Ritva makes an extension. He says one would be able to be mochel a chov. One would be able to forego an outstanding loan, a debt, on Shabbos. Although you can't pay a debt, paying a debt would be, in addition to muksa, would be a violation of mekach or memkar on Shabbos. To be mochel necho, which would be being mesalik, a person relieving this other person, the baal chov, from the debt, that would be allowed. That's a siluk of ownership, a siluk of rights, just like bitur reshus. But then the Ritva pulls back a little bit, says he's not so sure, because maybe Chachamim only allowed bitur reshus in the context of a certain mitzvah in order to carry in the chatzah and Shabbos, there's a certain tzarech mitzvah. As opposed to mechias chov, there's no tzad mitzvah at all, so maybe the silik would not work. So if I could add a little bit further, maybe a reason why one could be mocha, maybe there is a tzad mitzvah. Number one is the Gemara says, there's a machlok, is whether or not prias baal chov, paying a debt, is considered a mitzvah or not considered a mitzvah. And the nafkamina is whether or not a child, a katan, is obligated in this mitzvah. If you were to say it's a mitzvah, well, we know katanim are pater from mitzvahs. But if it's about the dini mamonis, a monetary obligation, then a katan perhaps should be chayiv in this prius baal chov in terms of paying a debt. So the assumption of the Gemara is, and many poskim hold this way, that prius baal chov, paying a debt, is considered a mitzvah. The Rav Chanan writes in Kovet Shurim, he says that the mitzvah prius baal chov is not a maisa mitzvah, rather it's a totzah. It's the goal of accomplishing the outstanding debt, and therefore you don't need kavana. You only need kavana of a mitzvah if it's about a maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah like shaking a lulav, eating matzah, that's a maisa mitzvah, requires kavana. But if something is goal-oriented, trying to accomplish a goal, that does not require a kavana. So people pay debts, you get a check mark for the mitzvah, even though you have no kavana. So perhaps one could suggest that when the person is owed the debt, he's mochel, the mochel nechov, maybe there's a kim of a mitzvah. Even though there's no kavana, even though there's no maisa, in the end of the day, the goal is there's no longer a debt. Maybe there would be a tzad mitzvah, and maybe mechias chov maybe would work on Shabbos if you assume that prias b'chov, in fact, is a mitzvah.